It's finally here. We are finally back. Letterman Row is in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center. Day one of Ohio State training camp is officially in the books. The 41-year vet, Tim May, kicking things off on year 41. Andy Backstrom and then me, Spencer Holbrook. We're here to talk about everything we learned. I mean everything. No, we're not going to do everything. But Tim, we're not going to waste any time. What'd you learn? First day of Ohio State training camp. We got to watch the whole thing.
Tigger Shibola is back. He knows this is almost a now or never moment for him. That's a big deal. We've talked about right guard now for what, 9 months?
Yeah.
And he was in there at right guard. Carson Hinsman was sick. He wasn't available for practice today. But just those little things that are going to make the biggest difference on this football team, because we know about the strength in every other area. And another thing is, I asked Ryan Day about it in passing. Pardon the expression. Pardon the pun. Will Howard looked much more, in my opinion, much more in control throwing the football today. He looked different.
Yeah.
Not, you know, night and day different, but he looked more polished, looked more in control. And, you know, it was pointed out he's a trimmer, slimmer version of the Will Howard who showed up in January. And I think all those point to big time occurrences.
Andy?
Developments was the word I was looking for, stammering.
There you go.
Yeah, I thought both quarterbacks looked really good. Devin Brown as well, impressed. He had a great throw downfield to Carnell Tate. I think Calvin Simpson-Hunt was in coverage there.
From Waxahachie?
Yeah, just darts across the board from Devin Brown. So both of them were impressive today, Devin Brown and Will Howard. Will Howard still gets more of the attention, still the front runner for the position, but I thought Devin Brown handled himself really well in practice today. I was watching a lot of the defense. My major takeaway was that Jermaine Matthews Jr. was there in that nickel spot. Pretty much all of his play last year was at outside corner, and that's kind of where he broke out last year in place of Denzel Burke when he was hurt. So seeing him in that nickel spot, maybe backing up Jordan Hancock this year, that could be intriguing if that's where they go as kind of his path to playing this year.
Yeah, I think one of the Letterman Row contributors said something about Jermaine playing in the slot yesterday on the Letterman Row YouTube channel. I don't know, maybe. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Was that you?
Yeah.
The victory lap.
I'll pat myself on the back. No, but in all seriousness, Carnell Tate, Sticky Hands. New nickname for him, Sticky Hands. That man catches everything.
Yes.
Okay? Like, bad passes, he's going to catch it. Great passes, he doesn't use his body. And I think that's the biggest thing, is like he just does not use that body. It's always fingertips. It's always, you know, it looks on target when your hands are in the right spot. And Carnell Tate seems to put his hands in the right spot at every moment. I am so impressed with Carnell Tate. We've talked all offseason about Brandon Innes and Jeremiah Smith and Emeka Ibuka. And I think Carnell Tate just kind of puts in the work. He doesn't really do anything flashy.
He got a lot of talk about him last year.
No, I know, but then he kind of faded into this offseason. He kind of faded away as we're so enamored with these other toys that Ohio State has. And like, then you walk out here today and it's like, oh yeah, 17 in Scarlet's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And so like, that was my big takeaway, is just a nice reminder that while all this other stuff is going on, Carnell Tate was working so hard in this building. And today already it showed that it was paying off. Like, he looks really, really good.
Yeah, and one of the plays that really stood out, I mean, sometimes it's hard to see down the field, but Julian Sayin with a little over-the-top skinny post of G. Scott Jr. For basically, they're not in pads, but basically got open down the middle, stretched the field, touchdown, wherever you want to call it. I mean, G. Scott's got to play big. He's got to come up big for this team this year, in my opinion. Watching Jelani Thurman run around out there, my poster man. For what I think could be a tight end could look like at Ohio State. Played pretty well, made some good catches, et cetera. Will Kazmary catches the ball out in the flat and turns it up and runs a little bit. You know, I think the scouting report on Will Kazmary started off with what a good blocker he was at Ohio University. But as you kept pointing out, and it's coming to fruition, he can do the other part too when it comes to playing tight end. You know, that's one of those. How's that going to settle out at the tight end position?
Yeah.
When you think about everything else on this offense, that's the one spot you want to see settle out. And will it go three deep? Will it go four deep? But basically, will it go three deep? Because Bennett Christian looked pretty good today, too.
So they're
not playing real football yet.
We'll just be fully transparent. I watched the offense. Andy watched the defense. And then Tim got to watch a little bit of everything. A hodgepodge.
I was like Ryan Day. I was just cruising.
A hodgepodge, if you will. Andy, anything else on that defense that really caught your eye?
Yeah, I think Sonny Styles kind of working with that first team defense, if you will, at that Will spot next to Cody Simon at the mic. Mm-hmm. I think that stands out, considering that, you know, we're unsure about whether it's going to be, you know, Sonny Styles or CJ Hicks starting. You know, I don't know if it's going to matter so much, because I think both will play. a certain amount, but to see Sonny there next to Cody, I think is worth noting for this video at least, day one of training camp. That's really the only position battle on defense that we're kind of looking at. There's still the depth stuff that you're kind of looking around. We saw a couple of the summer enrollees, Dominic Kirk's on the defensive line. You know, there's some guys like Keenan Nelson Jr., we got to see him for the first time at safety. Those are kind of further back on the depth chart right now, but just other guys where depth is going to be really important. I thought Aaron Scott Jr. continued to impress. He was impressive at the end of spring ball, in that spring game especially. And today, you know, I mentioned already Jermaine Matthews Jr. being in the nickel. Well, you know, the guy outside along with Calvin Simpson Hunt with that second team unit was Aaron Scott Jr. Yeah. as a freshman. And I think that's worth noting. And he got a lot of action covering one-on-one with Jeremiah Smith, which was fun to watch.
He doesn't necessarily look like a freshman. I think it's because he's so long. Like, those arms are, like, it's like pterodactyl stuff. Like, he is very long. And it helps him not look so much like a freshman. I'm going to stick it with Andy. I'm going to go, and then I'm going to give you the mic, Tim. Andy, it's an interesting thing. Where is there anybody on the offensive side? Because you're focusing on the defense. So yeah. As the defensive guru for the day, was there anybody on offense that kind of caught your eye? And then I'll go a couple defenders that I thought looked good, even though I was watching offense.
Yeah, a lot of tight end stuff today. Yeah. And it's funny because we've talked all offseason, and I have
Chip
especially,
Kelly.
About how, like, you know, we're going to see more tight ends, but how much is that going to be involved in the passing game? A lot of, you know, tight ends skirting out to the flat, catching passes, turning upfield, whether it was Will Kaczmarek, Patrick Gerd, I saw a lot today. You know, maybe he's that next, you know, guy who's the fullback, kind of hybrid tight end. Mm-hmm. We saw that, you know, a couple years ago, and maybe it's infused back into the offense. So, you know, that tight end position maybe is going to be more important with the passing game than we thought. But again, that may be an overreaction from day one. The wide receivers, though, I mean, you continue to be impressed by Jeremiah Smith. Yeah. Multiple catches downfield today where you kind of be like, all right, I feel like we're already kind of taking it for granted a little bit of just what he can do downfield. But the wide receivers continue to kind of impress me. And it's going to be interesting to see who steps up beyond that top tier group of Jeremiah Smith, Carnell Tate, and Emeka Buka.
Brandon Ennis was running extremely well, and I thought that was a big development.
I put that in the notes on the offensive observations at LettermanRow.com. Go get that coverage at LettermanRow.com. Brandon Ennis looked very good today. Defensively, from what I saw, because again, you're focusing so hard on the offense, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, that guy just made that play. Interesting. Like, Quinshon Judkins didn't have a lane to run through. Why? Well, it was because of Gabe Powers. I thought he had a great day.
Yeah.
You know, he's in coverage on Quinshon on a wheel route. A guy he's not supposed to be able to keep up with, he keeps up with him, breaks up, but it was a little long, but still, went stride for stride down the field with him, and he's there in coverage. Like, yep, right, Tim. Like, if he can be there, you know, you can kind of start to trust him down the field if he gets matched up on a running back. That's a big deal, and so I think it's worth shouting him out. And then a guy that some sources were telling me that was just having a monster offseason and I needed to start to keep an eye on, and then today I tried a little bit, Mitchell Melton. Like, he just seems to be there, like, where you need him to be. He's quick-twitched. He looks like the player he was before the ACL in 2022. At the beginning of – was that 22? Yeah, it was 22. Yeah. I mean, he looks like he's back to that form. And so if he is, I'm intrigued. And then finally, like, I felt bad today because they were doing the split squad, and so you're getting the second-team offensive line at some points against the first-team defensive line.
I know where you're going here.
Poor Zen Michalski get matched up just time and time again on Jack Sawyer. And I don't know if there's a tackle in the country that would have won that battle today. Jack Sawyer looked like he was on a mission because it's day one. He was a little jacked up, if you will. And so I can't say enough good things about Jack. Tim, I'll hand you the mic, and you can go wherever you want.
That's where I was going to go, because I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I don't know what came over him about game 9 or 10 last year and has just continued. I'm talking about Jack Sawyer.
Yeah.
Just has continued on this upward plane where now, I'm telling you, fellas, we gush a little bit. All we're getting to watch is Ohio State practice, not Ohio State practice against somebody else. But this guy's on a different level. I mean, he's on a different level. Dare I say, with some of the greats we've seen over the last 10 years here, from the standpoint of his get-off, is off the chart, in my opinion, right now, meaning he's coming off the ball, et cetera. And he's very physical when he has to be and fast when he has to be, kind of like what we expected to see maybe for – the first 3 years here. Sometimes it has to happen.
Yeah.
And I just think Jack Sawyer, man, barring injury, I just think he's really into something. And then the other guy, who has only been here for like
a drink of water,
8 months.
Yeah.
Edrick Houston. You know, we talk about Jeremiah Smith and some of these other freshmen. But Edrick Houston looks the part.
He looks a little slimmed down. I didn't notice
exactly.
That.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
He was pretty bulky, almost a defensive tackle, three tech like in
Get
the spring.
Get the high school fat off of him in and the look spring. What he looks like.
He looks like a defensive end now, too.
But it is clear why like Mick Walker and all these other guys that are recruiting gurus had him rated so high, because this guy is a big time talent, and Alabama would love to have him right now, just like they'd love to have Caleb Downs, who I zeroed in on quite a bit just to watch how he reacted to different plays, you know, because they're running basically skeletal plays out there, 7-on-7 stuff, but just how he just smoothly reacted to what was going on in front of him.
Tim, it's a trigger thing.
Exactly.
And I'm sure you saw this watching the defense, like, we have to talk a little bit about Caleb, but like, the trigger there is so much faster than players that you've seen come through this program. It's like, see the play go. And it's not something that is easy to do. It's not something that's easy to process. He makes it look so fluid, so easy. You can't help but gush a little bit about Caleb Downs.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to play free safety, but he's going to be everywhere. There was one drill they did at the beginning of practice where he was working alongside the linebackers. He wasn't the only safety doing this, but, you know, kind of patrolling the field, guys motioning in the slot, moving into the box.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to be everywhere as this chess piece for this defense, which I think is going to be really fascinating to watch. And then also returning a few punts early in practice. I don't want to make this the whole Marvin Harrison Jr. is returning punts
like
last year. Yeah. But it's just, you know, another little wrinkle there where maybe he can be a guy, you know, gets the ball in his hands. Maybe it's not running back, but maybe it's
Does that count as offense, turn. Though? Because once you catch the ball, you're on offense on the punt,
That's right.
Right.
He was the only defensive player returning punts, though,
he
today,
was.
which is noteworthy. A couple of the offensive guys, Jaden Ballard, Mecca Buka, Brandon Innes, Carnell Tate, even Jeremiah Smith was back there.
I think Bryson Rogers took one.
Bryson Rogers as well, yep.
A lot to sort through here. The notebook.
Yeah, you just hit on a couple things there, though, real quick.
Yeah. The notebook is just absolutely
When we talk
packed.
About these wide receivers in the depth chart situation, Bryson Rogers, you know.
Yeah.
Brandon Innes sitting right there.
Well, Tim, I don't mean to cut you off. I'll go one day sample size and take it to the next level.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Brandon looked like a 1A, 1B option on this off. Like, today, he and Carnell, even more than Jeremiah. And Jeremiah made, like, those one or two, like, insane catches up top. But, like, if you want two guys who just, oh, my gosh, like, that is talent right there. Today, Carnell and Brandon Innes, like, those guys are – Brandon Innes is – watch out, folks.
He's healthy. We've gotten to see him healthy a little bit, you know, in a few times. He is that guy. I mean, he is one of those difference-maker kind of dudes.
And that's not a knock on Bryson Rogers at all. Like, I thought Bryson – was good today in spurts, but there's just a little bit of a difference, I think, right now in where they are in their development. Brandon looks...
Yeah, he looks competent.
Brandon looks ready.
One more thing to know offensive line-wise, Luke Montgomery was getting some center work today.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's just because Carson Hinsman wasn't practicing, like you said, Tim, because of illness, but getting work with center position, third-team offense, and then second-team right guard. So, you know, he's probably still in the conversation of right guard, but interesting to think about him potentially playing center with Josh Padilla, who's in the same class, having been at center for a long time now. Not sure what that future looks like for Luke Montgomery, but they're trying different things with him.
Yeah, I mean, I think y'all saw the same thing I did when they had to, if you want to call it the first-team offensive line out there, it did look like Tegra was in there at right guard. Yeah, because Carson Hinsman wasn't here, but it just shows you Tegra was in there, you know, when the other guy wasn't available. I'm not sure you would have said that this time a year ago. I mean, Tegra has always looked the part, and I think he gets it now. And he looks like a slimmed down, trim version of this ridiculous kind of guy you want getting off the airplane when you show up somewhere as a big-time football team, and now he may get to play. So it's interesting to watch these guys just bubble up slowly but surely.
When you're going on air a lot, you have to go off of attitude and how guys looked that way. I thought Josh Fryer, just a tone setter for the offensive line. I thought he had a really good day today, working really hard, going the extra, even extra from where they're supposed to go extra.
Yes.
You know, I think Josh Simmons is well on his way to having a pretty good year, but you want a guy who just kind of sets the tone, could be in that leadership group for that offensive line. I think Josh Fryer, I think he's taken that step. I know people still have questions about him, and rightfully so. He didn't have the best year as a year one starter last year, but like, I think he's taken a step, and I think you're going to see that. If you can't tell, we're a little excited. Andy Backstrom, he's pretty excited to be covering Ohio State again. We're back in the building. Tim May, the 41-year vet, he's always been here. I think they built this place around Tim.
I was here before it was built.
And he'll be here. And he might be here long after. Who knows? But we're going to get to work now at LettermanRow.com. This is just the Letterman Row YouTube channel. Go get all of that coverage over at LettermanRow.com. We'd love to have you over there. The notebook is absolutely loaded. We're going to dump it out and show it to you guys on the Letterman Lounge message board over at LettermanRow.com with all the coverage and on more here on the YouTube channel. Come join the party with Tim, with Andy. I'm just Spencer. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see you guys back here this very spot tomorrow as we continue. It'll be day 2 of Ohio State training camp.